Track 1. Welcome to the Home Study course sponsored by the Healthcare Training Institute, homestudycredit.com. This course is entitled Teen Suicide, Helping Survivors Make Sense of Sudden Loss. Our primary intent for this home study course is to provide quality education to foster your professional growth. The Institute has provided quality education since 1979. Hi, my name is James Brennigan. I will be the narrator of this CD set. We appreciate that you have chosen us as a vehicle for you to earn your continuing education credit. The purpose of the course is to assist you in increasing your knowledge regarding how to treat patients, clients, etc., dealing with helping survivors deal with a teen suicide. As each case study is given, if the concepts seem to be applicable to your situation, I encourage you to turn your CD player off and make a few notes regarding the application of the principle to your setting. However, these notes are for your purposes only and are not to be sent to the Institute. Also, each track is very content dense, so feel free to replay the track to review the content either for your own purposes or, if you feel appropriate, play the track in an individual or group session for client education. Also, permission is granted to reproduce this CD. We encourage you to duplicate and give copies of this CD to colleagues, clients, etc., as you deem appropriate. We feel the information on our CDs is valuable. Thus, we have an interest in distributing CDs in as many ways as possible to benefit the greatest number of people who have a need and are receptive to this practical information. The questions in your answer booklet are sequential and deal with a section of the content that preceded it. For this reason, to facilitate the answering of each question, you might read the question from the answer booklet prior to listening to that CD track. By knowing what the question is ahead of time, you will then know the content to listen for that contains the answer. So, just a hint, after you write down the answer to a question in your answer booklet, read on to the next question in order to give you a heads up to listen for the content that contains the answer to the next question. Merely write the correct letter on the corresponding blank line in your answer booklet. Each answer is only used once. Keep in mind, there is nothing tricky or hard about these questions. They are merely intended to verify the playing of this CD. For the purpose of brevity, most generally, I will use the term therapists or mental health professional. However, don't let these terms deter you from applying the concepts to your situations. When you hear the word therapists, if your job title is social worker, psychologist, marriage and family therapist, mental health counselor, professional counselor, resident director, program assistant, etc., merely substitute the appropriate term that is the most meaningful to you. In short, don't let my use of the term therapists cognitively set you off track from hearing the content because your job title is school counselor, for example. I will also use the term client for the purposes of brevity. However, if you deal with patients, residents, students, consumers, etc., transpose client for the term that is the most meaningful to you in your work setting. On this CD set, we will discuss such topics as healing self-statements, identifying support of others, identifying strengths, the rescripting technique, accepting grief, the programmed cry, the letter to grief technique, and talking to surviving siblings. So let's get started. Track 1, Healing Self-Statements. On the rest of this track, we will discuss 6 reasons why a teenager may attempt or commit suicide. We will also discuss the healing self-statements technique. Ruth, 46, entered counseling after her daughter, Marlene, committed suicide at the age of 17. Ruth stated, "I knew Marlene had been a little out of sorts for a while, but I didn't think it was anything serious. Marlene had a good life. She even said she was happy. Why would she kill herself?" As you have experienced, the first question the loved ones of a teen who has committed suicide usually ask is why. Although each case is certainly different, I have found that sharing some common reasons why with clients like Ruth can help them begin to understand the event, which can be crucial in helping loved ones deal with potential feelings of guilt and responsibility. A first reason a teenager may attempt or commit suicide is in an attempt to seek help. Some teenagers may feel that they can't communicate their feelings any other way when they are hurting very badly. Oftentimes, a teenager may be afraid of burdening their parents with their problems. A second reason a teenager may attempt or commit suicide is to escape from an impossible situation. I stated to Ruth, Sometimes what seems to us to be a relatively minor problem at home, school, or in the teenager's social life may seem to be an impossible situation to the teenager. The teenager may not be able to perceive any other possible solution to their problem. In addition to seeking help and escaping, a third reason a teenager may attempt or commit suicide may be to show how much they loved someone. As you are well aware, a teenager may attempt suicide because a sense of rejection compounds an already low sense of self-worth. The attempted suicide may be aimed at gaining the desired love and acceptance. Clearly, however, the attempt may result in death even if this was not the original intention. A fourth reason a teenager may attempt or commit suicide is to make things easier for others. I stated to Ruth, if a teenager has developed a negative sense of self-worth, he or she may see him or herself as relatively unimportant or expendable. He or she may sincerely believe that by dying, he or she will make things easier for their loved ones. A fifth reason a teenager may attempt or commit suicide is to make people sorry or to manipulate others. As you have seen, some teenagers may not have learned how to express anger properly. These youths may attempt to punish or manipulate others for the way that they were treated. In some cases, the anger may be so intense that the teenager sees death as the only way to make others truly sorry. In addition to seeking help, escaping, proving love, to make things easier for others, and to make people sorry, a sixth reason a teenager may attempt or commit suicide is a loss of control. I stated to Ruth, suicide is often an impulsive act. Stressors from a teenager's life that can usually be handled may become overwhelming for any number of reasons. When stress is too great, control is lost, and behaviors may become erratic. There is confusion of thought, and this confusion, along with feelings of being overwhelmed and out of control, impels action, no matter how that action ends. To help Ruth begin to deal with the trauma of the sudden loss of her daughter to suicide, I encouraged her to try the two-step healing self-statements technique. I have found that the healing self-statements technique can help parents grieving the suicide of a son or daughter confront their guilt and progress in healing. The first step in the healing self-statements technique involves looking at the teenager's suicide and the surrounding circumstances in a neutral, non-self-blaming way. I stated to Ruth, the healing self-statements technique puts what you did, felt, or thought in the context of the real options that were available to you at the time. I asked Ruth to start her self-healing statement by using the starter phrases, I feel guilty about, and, but it wasn't my fault that. Ruth's self-healing statement was, I feel guilty when I see Marlene's room because it reminds me of how I wasn't able to help her. But it wasn't my fault that Marlene committed suicide. It's not my fault that I wasn't superhuman, all-knowing, or all-powerful. I did the best I could under very difficult circumstances. The second step in the healing self-statements technique with Ruth was to help her craft a statement that acknowledged the guilt, shame, and other trauma-related feelings she had. I stated to Ruth, this second self-statement may help you acknowledge these feelings without letting them take over. Ruth's acknowledgement healing self-statement was, even though I should not feel as guilty and ashamed as I do, I can't erase this guilt and shame. But I can decide not to let the guilt, shame, anger, and other bad feelings determine what I can do right now. Think of your Ruth. Would helping him or her craft healing self-statements help him or her begin to cope with his or her teenager's suicide? On this track, we've discussed six reasons why a teenager may attempt or commit suicide. We also discussed the healing self-statements technique. Question 1. What are six reasons a teenager may attempt or commit suicide?